Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. I'm just going to give you a heads up. We got about 10 to 15 minutes here, and I'm going to be bouncing all over the place from Husker sports to Husker football to college football to the Heisman ceremony to the college football playoff. Let's light this candle. First and foremost, Malachi Coleman is on an official visit to Minnesota. Good luck to that young man. If you choose to row the boat in the future, well, that's your choice, but good luck to you. All right, Creighton volleyball just had their associate head coach on here yesterday. He was an awesome interview. Go check it out if you missed it. They're playing Texas right now in the NCAA tournament. They lost the first set. They're down 0-1. Hopefully they can make a comeback. And no, that doesn't make me a J-scare. All right. And Williams and Warre is, I didn't know this. I knew he was highly recruited, but he is officially the highest ranked recruit via the transfer portal, but the highest ranked recruit we've ever brought in. And I actually Googled this to look it up because no, I don't know these things off the top of my head. It was Dylan Raiola. Number 2 was Marlon Lucky. Then Chris Septak, year 2000, tight end. Then you had Aaron Green, running back, 2011. Baker Steinkuhler, all right, 2008, D tackle. And Dominican Sue, defensive tackle, 2005. Courtney Grigsby, my former teammate. I just saw him randomly after 17 years of not seeing him at a youth basketball game, my 9-year-old twins basketball game the other day. It was good to see Courtney after all these years. Tyjon Lindsey. All right, I was his first ever collegiate interview. Maybe I'm the reason he left. I don't know. Turner Corcoran, his future is, who knows what it's going to be. But when people are like, our offensive line isn't that talented. BS, educate yourself. Jason Richtenberger, inside linebacker, 2000. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited to see what Nwore can do. All right, I said I'm going to be all over the place. Shout out to Alexis Markowski. This actually happened a while ago, but it's never too late to give it a due shout out. She passed the 1,000 rebound mark. All right. When this was posted, it was 1,022, placing her 4th in program history. So shout out to her. This has been such an insane college football season. Had I told you these things were going to happen before the season, what would you have thought? Florida State would go 2-10. Bill Belichick would be coaching in North Carolina. Rich Rodriguez would be back at West Virginia. Scott Frost would be back at UCF. Nick Saban would be the funniest member of the College Game Day crew. I don't know. Pat McAfee's up there, but Nick Saban's funny in his own way. He's like the guy that keeps Pat safe when Pat stands up on the chair and makes the pick at the end, although he did a horns down, which made everything okay. All right. Ohio would try to make flag planting a felony. And
that's
again,
ridiculous.
And again, we're planting flags in turf, people. Think about that. Boise State, this one. Of all these, this is the one I'm like, I would have never thought. Boise State and Arizona State would have playoff byes.
No.
A G5 team with a bye, and the team predicted to finish last in the big. I can't remember. They're in the Big 12 now. Oh, yeah. My God. It's all over the place. Plus, numbers don't matter for accuracy's sake. Have first-round byes. SMU would get in the playoff over Alabama, which I love, but I would not have called.
Big fan of that. SMU's having a hell of a year.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, their volleyball team got bounced, but both their teams make the postseason.
The volleyball team lost? I wanted revenge on them. Okay, maybe next year. Indiana, would be in the playoff and only have one loss. Just think about those things. And you mentioned this earlier. Here's the exact date, September 20, 2025. Belichick at Frost. Ooh. All right. Already talked about Rich Rod going back. Quinn Ewers. You either love or hate college football. There is no in the middle. Quinn Ewers reportedly has a deal on the table for a team in the Big Ten for $4 million to transfer next season and forego the NFL draft. Ewers is reportedly debating on transferring and staying in college for another season or entering the draft. We all know Manning's the starting quarterback next year.
Yes.
Okay, we just know that. Ewers is he's phenomenal. Manning's only going to wait so long, and people are only going to wait so long for Manning. Several NFL scouts reportedly have Ewers ranked outside of their top four quarterbacks in this year's NFL draft. I have not done enough research to know whether I disagree or agree with that yet on the QBs in the NFL draft, but we'll get to that. The Longhorns quarterback is going to get the bag with either decision he makes. This was sent to me from a friend. This is their lingo. Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon, USC, and many other possibilities could possibly be on the table for the Longhorns quarterback.
Who do you think it is?
Oh, I hadn't even thought about it.
I think it's Ohio State because Michigan is now, I thought it was them at first, but
they all need a quarterback.
Going to get Billy Edwards Jr. from Maryland.
Oh, yeah. And Michigan's got that true freshman coming in for like $80 billion as well.
So I think it's Ohio State.
Or Oregon. They both need quarterbacks.
Oregon's got the UCLA transfer.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Who was backing him up.
I'd still take Ewers over him, though. But you're probably right. It's probably Ohio State.
Yeah.
It's a good point. I hadn't put enough thought into who it was. Yeah. All right.
Ewers went from like number one overall quarterback to second round, third round now. After one injury.
He was the Heisman frontrunner when he got hurt, too.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right. And I'm not going to go through the whole list, but Nebraska, it's becoming public who they're offering in the transfer portal. And it's quite a few people, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of them are like the one I'm looking at right now, just as an example, all MAC offensive tackle Alex Washlinger. I hope I said that right, from Bowling Green. They're kind of doing the Indiana approach to a degree. They want those established guys from smaller schools to come in and have immediate success. There's a high school team out there. They lead the nation in scoring. All right, here's your over-under. I hate that part of the contest. We are changing that someday, although it worked out for me today.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. How many points a game are they averaging? The number one scoring high school team in the country.
I mean, it has to be super high, but it can't be terribly high. I'm going to go with a cool 62.
Oh, dude, you're so 60. Ooh. So close.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty close. The North Crowley Panthers. All right, their wide receiver number six, Quentin Gibson. Is like Deion is all over this guy trying to get him to come. And Deion doesn't recruit high school guys, so that tells you how good he is. They're out of Fort Worth, Texas, all right? And that Quentin Gibson, probably going to be the national player of the year. Not the quarterback, the receiver, all right? Their quarterback is the track star, probably going to go to college in track. I believe the 100 and 200 are his strengths. They have two D1 running backs, one committed to UNLV, one committed to SMU. The score of their last game was 82-14, just for perspective's sake.
That's ridiculous.
All right, now. Van Poppel, Riley Van Poppel, the son of Todd Van Poppel. Todd was a pitcher. I did not know this, which is why I'm bringing it up, was a pitcher in the major leagues 4 years. I thought that was a cool fact. You've probably seen this off social media. A University of Nebraska student has been going viral for wearing random sports jerseys to his geography class all semester.
Jersey guy.
Yes. And this guy... So there's a video of him walking in. I'm now looking at the picture of him seeing all the jerseys that are in his seat just sitting there waiting for him. All right, so Fanatics surprised him today. This is a day or two ago with a year's worth of free jerseys sitting in his chair in the front row. It's not a small pile of jerseys. He's actually got an old school Seahawks jersey on, which
I
love.
He's got some cool jerseys.
So I'm going to go through some of them that stood out to me. So the neon green Russell Wilson, all right, was one of them. Jackson Smith and Jigba. And I love that it's college, it's pros, it's various sports.
He's got, I don't know where his jersey collection came from.
It's phenomenal.
It's awesome.
It's the best I've ever seen. All right, so Jackson Smith and Jigba. All right, next up, Freddie Garcia, if you don't know who that is, Major League Baseball player. All right. Luka Doncic, so we got the NBA in here as well. Nick Van Exel, old school NBA. I love that too. It's modern, it's old school, it's college, it's pro, it's everything. I'm going to be honest. I am unfamiliar with who this is. Paul Konerko. Do you know who that is?
Paul Konerko? Yes. Baseball player.
All right.
Yeah.
I believe
he played for the White Sox.
It looks like a Phillies jersey. I can only see the back. Number 14 looks like a Phillies jersey.
Konerko played for, but yeah, good player. Real good player.
I wanted it in here because it's Major League Baseball. LeBron James, who is taking a leave of absence, but he's got his jersey on. James Harden. So apparently he doesn't root for guys who play defense, but he's got James Harden on.
Offense is more fun.
It is more fun. Aaron Judge. I love Aaron Judge. I know he struggled in the World Series. I love so many things about him. And one of the interesting facts is he actually had more D1 football offers out of high school than baseball. You probably knew that, but I've always loved that fact.
Big dog.
Ricky Williams, not the Texas. I wouldn't bring that. I almost said a different word. That jersey up.
Careful now.
It's the Bears one. All right. Rico, name a college football player who's not in Dominican Sue, because that's the first one everyone's going to say, okay. And rightfully so.
Okay.
I know who the next one is for me anyways. Name a college football player who should have won the Heisman but didn't.
Should have won the Heisman but didn't?
Yes.
Tommy Frazier.
That was my number. That was immediately what I said. Don't name Sue. Yeah. I was like, he's going to go to exactly what I would do.
Or
not Nebraska.
My personal favorite, Jordan Lynch. Northern Illinois. Yep.
Ooh. So I remember that, obviously. I remember when they played Florida State in the bowl game. That was really the first G5 team where you knew they were going to get in no matter what. Because Boise had gotten in, Utah had gotten in, but it wasn't like automatic.
Nope.
It didn't go great, but that's okay. All right. Oh, red alert, ladies and gentlemen. This is via Connor Happer. I guess I can shout him out. It's my show. I understand the conflict there. It's okay. He's a good dude. Nebraska plays three teams who have a bye the week before they face the Huskers. And then he goes, adjust your win total accordingly. How dare he violate my Kool-Aid drinking? All right.
There you go.
I thought that was an interesting stat, though. Here's another one. We got about 5 minutes here, I believe.
Yeah, a little bit of time left.
Bear Alexander. So I've talked multiple times this year about the defensive tackle out of USC who entered the transfer portal after four games. All right. I'm rooting for this guy, but it's an interesting story. Bear Alexander played for four different high schools in 4 years. Went to Georgia, or committed to Georgia, decommitted to Georgia, committed back to Georgia. Wasn't the clear starter after the spring, after his freshman year, transferred to USC, played four games. The fourth game was against Michigan. He played 30% of the snaps, entered the transfer portal. He's in the transfer portal right now. Rico, would you want him here at Nebraska? By the way, he's huge, athletic, ridiculously fast, and he's the number one ranked defensive lineman in the transfer portal right now. Would you take him if he wanted to commit here?
Two different things. Do I want him? Yes. Would I take him? No.
You wouldn't take him.
I would not. I would love to have him here, but there's no guarantee that he stays here for the entire season.
I agree with that. It's too.
That's too risky.
We all know what it is. All right.
Yeah. Somebody's going to take a chance, and it'll probably work for them, but it's risky.
All right. The Heisman Trophy ceremony is tomorrow. Rico and I were talking about this during the break. If you're like me and you completely forgot the college football awards were last night, all right, Travis Hunter won the Bednarik, given annually to the top defensive player in America, which is interesting because he wasn't up for the Thorpe Award, which is the top DB. How that works, I'll never understand. And the Biletnikoff, which is the top receiver. Nobody's ever won both. All right. By the way, he also won the Lott Impact Trophy. That's not as talked about as much, but I know that because I'm a Lott Impact Trophy panelist, so I actually voted on these guys. So he won more than just those awards. Ashton Jeanty. So these are the top two guys. You got Cam Ward and Dylan Gabriel. The disrespect that guy has shown, just under the radar. He needs more respect thrown on his name.
He's just hanging out.
But he may win a national title, so he'll be okay.
Yeah.
And owns every career throwing record in college football history, because he's really good and he's been playing for 92 years.
I said he played for 12 years.
I rounded up. You rounded down. National voters took notice of Ashton Jeanty's dominant 2024 campaign. He was the 35th Doak Walker Award winner, best running back in America, and the Maxwell Award at Thursday's ESPN Home Depot shows, which is the Player of the Year Award. I think in any other year, Hunter, Jeanty almost assuredly win the Heisman. Who's going to win Saturday when they're going head-to-head? What do you got, Rico?
I think it should be Ashton Jeanty. The fact that he was able to run over everybody, run through everybody, run around everybody, and for anybody that wants to say, oh, well, he wouldn't have done it against Power 4. Well, against Oregon, he put up 180-plus yards, okay? Who's to say he wouldn't have done it for the whole season? I don't know, but guess what? He kept putting up yards. He kept scoring touchdowns. He came extremely close to breaking Barry Sanders' record.
He still might.
And some people don't want to count bowl games. Guess what? The bowl games count. I don't care what you say. So he came really close to the regular season. He could still break it. If you take him off that Boise State team, they're a completely different team. If you switch Travis Hunter and Ashton Jeanty, I don't know what the records are, but I think Colorado might run the ball a whole hell of a lot more and play really well, because they still have a ton of good receivers and some really good corners on that team as well. I don't think Travis Hunter makes that big of a difference on Boise State.
I still don't think they run the ball that much.
They'll throw it to him out of the backfield.
Well, there you go. I still don't think they run it that much, but I get your point. He ran for 182. versus Oregon, and Boise only lost by 3. Now, just for comparison, Astudillo has more rushing yards than Derrick Henry, Mark Ingram, Reggie Bush, all 3 Heisman Trophy winners. He averages, and people talk about the amount of carries, he averages more yards per carry than Derrick Henry and Reggie Bush, Mark Ingram. To be clear, I don't care who wins. Either one of them would win 99% of the time in other years. And I don't think we've ever had a Heisman Trophy winner play in the Alamo Bowl, Colorado, and they're going to play in the bowl game.
Actually, Shadur, they have.
And Travis. They have?
Who? Robert Griffin III.
Oh, that's right.
Against Washington when they put up 1,000,000 points.
That is correct.
Fun game.
All right, well, this is the second Heisman Trophy winner to ever play in the Alamo Bowl when Colorado takes on BYU. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a phenomenally phenomenal weekend. Army-Navy, who are you rooting for? I don't know enough to make a
go
pick.
Go Navy.
Navy?
Yep.
Army, just because Navy has the advantage and I want to balance it out. Until next time, go Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the ball.
Big news. Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings. And it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.